to a couple weeks now. I mean, it feels a lot, just a lot more comfortable. I mean, there's still a long way for me to go, obviously, but I mean, like I said a week ago, I felt like if I kept working on this stuff, kept getting more and more familiar with a certain play call, a certain formation, a certain concept, then in due time I would get better at certain concepts, and there's still a lot left for me to go. I think it's good for me to get in with guys like Joe and like Alex. I mean, that have had experience and done a lot of great things, and to run with the ones, it's a different pace. It's a different regime, really. So getting comfortable with them is just as important as any other group that's out there. So I think it's a great opportunity for me, and one that I'm learning a lot from and having fun with. Yeah, I think it'll be fun. It'll be fun to mix it back up. I mean, this will be my first game setting since last college bowl game, so it'll be nice to get back on the field and play a game. I mean, everybody's happy when the season rolls back around, you're out on the field actually having a live game going on. I mean, I'm comfortable enough to go out. I mean, we're doing a lot of unscripted stuff today where it's just kind of free range for whatever he wants to call. So kind of get in those settings and don't know what to expect, but at the same time, I think that makes me better, is going out and not having it all scripted. While that's good and I can look over it and all, it's good to go out and have some off-the-cuff play calls, some different situations that put us into different scenarios. So I think it's good the more and more that we do that. It's better for me. There's times where I might have to take a step back and get the play in again, or kind of think about it through my head a little bit. But I think that's part of being a rookie and part of going through this process. Yeah, I think that's still a process of being able to control that and make it a positive thing going forward instead of a thing that is considered somewhat wild. I think today in the end zone, through a touchdown, stepping up, acting like I'm going to take off, keeping my eyes downfield, and being able to get the ball to a receiver in the end zone. There's times where you have to get out, and sometimes the defense wins. Sometimes they play the right coverage to our scheme, and you have to make something happen when there's nothing there. But at the same time, being smart, not turning the ball over, and staying healthy are all the things you have to do to continue to play. I wouldn't say super quickly. I mean, I'm picking things up at a quick pace, but not, I wouldn't say overly more than anybody else. There's things that are some older terminology from when I was there with Coach Sherman, which has been painted a picture in my head since I was a redshirt freshman at A&M, and there's some stuff that's new to me. But like I said, it's continuing to get more comfortable with it and learn it. No, I mean, it's something. It's get the ball to the receiver at all costs and get the completion. You don't want to have to get it around defender, throw it sidearm and leave it out too wide, or throw it behind him and something bad happen. But I mean, I think playing baseball over the years and just really playing in some of those, in the catch and get the ball out of your hands quick in some offenses, was allowed me to get better at throwing at some different angles.